This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we are going straight to a quote from Lao Tzu, as I just had to make sure I said his name somewhat correctly. And I wanted to share this with you. I think it's been relevant for me as a reminder recently. I think I did a podcast about the universe being a mirror recently as well. I think there's a certain element of that linkage. So in this, he says, stop trying to leave and you will arrive. Stop seeking and you will see. Stop running away and you will be found. When we desire something, when we want something, we're admitting a state of a future where life will be better, which inherently says that I'm currently lacking. It doesn't mean that we may not want to have a different home or a new car or anything along those lines. It's when we tie it to our happiness that I would offer to be very mindful of. And that's another example of what's going on here. Because when we fall into this habit that there is, that we need to be, this is the story again and again and again. People go out to find themselves, and then they come to realize that they're here the whole time, because wherever you go, there you are, right? It's a kind of thing where when we convince ourselves that there's somewhere, something, some tool, some strategy that will make us better, happier, or whatever, what space we're actually operating from is that we're not enough. I wrote a fucking blog years ago. It was titled, "You'll Never Love Yourself Until You Love Yourself." You'll never love your body until you love your body. That's what it was. And that came from working with so many people over the years that fucking hated their body. And so they would train in hope that one day they will love their body. But the thing is that they never got to that state unless they went, you know what, actually, I love my body, right? And although nothing changed, then after that whole acceptance, that's really what I'm pointing at, right? This is, I accept and integrate that this is a part of who I am in this lifetime. And in that space, that person then starts to actually care for the body in the same way like a dog. Right? You start to care for the dog, and then the dog becomes happier, becomes healthier, becomes more radiant, same as the body, right? But we can't hate our body into perfection, as so many people attempt to do. So there's this continual bind with, I need more money, or I need someone to love me, or I need a better body. This continual bind, right, when we get caught up in it, and we actually get that thing. And I remember Jim Carrey saying something along the lines of, he wishes everyone would get what they want so they realize that it's not what they want. So when we look at this and go, stop trying to leave and you will arrive, what we're looking at there is this whole idea that there isn't an arrival. That the arrival, if there were to be one, is here and always has been here. We don't go out to become more spiritual. We let go of a lot of the structures in order to expose the spirituality of us that's already there. Stop seeking and you will see. Do you see in the word seek, it says see, right? It's almost like trying. Seeking and trying can almost be the same thing. It's like, I'm trying to pick up the chair. It's like, stop fucking trying, pick up the chair. And when we have continual attempts to do something rather than when we try to do something, at some point we break through that self-limited barrier and we lift whatever it is that we need to lift. And so when we are seeking, it means that we don't have it, right? But when we're ready to see the truth rather than seek the truth, it's a big difference. Stop running away and you'll be found. Fuck me. Who needs to hear that one, hey? There's nothing to find. There's nothing to discover. When we lean into our own truth, our own honesty, and our own self-value, we reconnect to what is true for us. And sometimes we confuse that as finding us. But as soon as we find us, we almost make it a thing, like we can grab it. And then we lose it because we can't grab it. It's just here, always. We just get rid of the shit in its way. And that's me done. I think I'm out from that one. If you found it beneficial, though, I'd love it if you share this podcast. If you think, or know someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere that sells books online. Hopefully soon in stores. But I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.